ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, and they lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
All right. Hey, we welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. At the break, it is Mountain Home trailing Nelson 28-13. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, boy, a tough loss to a very good Marion team. I thought you had it, but it just came up short there at the end.
You know, it is. It came up short. You know, just really didn't meet our expectations. You know, I talked to you before the game started, and I told you we was going to beat them, and really felt, you know, we was kind of right there within reaching distance there, and then it kind of took that lead late, and I said, okay, here it is. We're finally going to get over that hump and win the big one, and you know, and again, let it slip through our fingers, but, you know, really proud of the boys, really proud of the they spilled their guts on the floor, executed our game plan perfectly, and really
gave us a chance.
You know, we had a shot there at the buzzer, chance to tie it, and, you know, as a coach, that's all you can ever ask for is your team to play hard for you, buy in and do what you ask them to do, and they did that, and, you know, we're going to have to bounce back because we're facing a very dangerous Nettleton Raider team that they've got all the pieces. You know, they've got they've got the best point guard they've ever had in the Fultz kid, and, you know, got a really good 4 and a 5, man. You know, 10 kids going to play basketball at Delta State. You know, they're one of the top, obviously, well, they're one of the top teams in our conference, so they're going to be one of the top teams in the state. Big night. A lot of it's going to be predicated on we can handle their pressure. It'll be something different than we've seen all year long. They're going to get up full court tonight. They've got the athletes. They've got the guard speed. And it's really going to be up to us if we can handle it and really keep control of the pace of the game we need to. We're going to get some good looks, but we've got to remember to give up those good ones for great ones, and mainly we want to try to get them to play defense for longer periods of time than they want to.
I'll tell you, if Tuesday night was an indicator, I'll tell you, I counted 12 lead changes and 9 ties in that game. I'll tell you, if that's an indicator, I'd say you
gotta
have to like your chances tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I love these guys. We are a gritty team. We, you know, I'll go to battle any night, any day of the week for these young men. They pour it on the line, and as a coach, that's all you can ever ask for out of your players and your team. I love them, and I'll go to battle with anybody. Looking forward to this battle night with Nettleton.
Josh, thank you so much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate all you do. Go Bombers.
Right. That was the Mountain Home Boys coach, Josh. Let's take a look at real quickly our halftime number. Right now for Mountain Home, leading the way is Kyra Penn with 9 points. Two points each for Anna Grace Foreman and Emma Martin. For Nelson, their leading scorer is Alana Eaton with 12 points. 7 so far in the night for Maya Love. 5 for Tylee Wofford-Bird and 4 for Deja Young. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Nelson leading Mountain Home 28-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, not a guarantee, and they lose value.